Hi, welcome to Political Bomb Show. I'm your host, Rayshon Blyden. You can leave us a message here on the topic we're discussing today, or you could give us a call at 413-728-9380, 413-728-9380, or visit our website at politicalbombshow.cf, politicalbombshow.cf. Today, I want to talk about social media and cyberbullying because it's a huge problem in this day and age because, as we know, social media is everywhere. You can't avoid it. Millions and billions of people use it. Facebook, for instance, I feel that it's definitely a monopoly and the antitrust needs to step in, but that's just my opinion. But it's actually more than an opinion. They've killed off pretty much all the other social media networks. No one uses anything as much as Facebook. So it's the monopoly. Monopolies should be illegal. But that's another topic for another day. But people there on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, you name it. And is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, there's great points on both sides, pros and cons. Obviously, the pros are that you get to interact with new people. You can share ideas. If you're an up-and-coming musician, you can network. You can become famous through social media. You can make money. You can, you know, meet new friends. You can network. And some of the cons would be obviously censorship. That's a huge con. And specifically, I'm talking about Facebook and Google's YouTube and Twitter. It's their platform. Obviously, they can be as biased as they want. But don't advertise that you offer all ideas, but you censor one idea over another. I could get specific, but obviously everyone knows exactly what I mean. Take Facebook, for instance, and Diamond and Silk. They did nothing wrong. They have millions of followers on there. Why shut them down and say they're a danger to the community? How are they a danger to... And you know why you say they're a danger to your community, Mr. Zuckup? You're saying that it's a danger to your community because your community don't like their views and they were very influential having a million followers and growing on your platform and you didn't like that. So you wanted to silence them and shut them up. So that's a huge con. If you're gonna advertise that you're for all views, you can't censor the conservatives and not censor the liberals. And then you have the wackos out there as well, and you don't even censor them. You had people committing suicides and or killing people on your platform. Well, that's just total BS. You don't censor those groups. You had hate groups on there. You don't censor those groups, but yet you choose to censor the conservatives. But I don't want to turn it into a conservative versus liberal show. This is not what the topic is about. It's about social media and cyberbullying. Now, cyberbullying is a huge problem, but it's also a problem that's easily solved. You know how you solve solve the problem with cyberbullying? This is basically not, I'm speaking to the younger crowd. Adults probably already know this, and I don't think many adults get cyberbullied anyway. It's mostly on teenagers and adolescents. But there's a quick solution, adolescents. It's called block. If someone keeps cyberbullying you, you block them. That's all, you block them. And most cyberbullies are cowards anyway. And 9 out of 10 times you will never meet them. Now, it's different, a little different if it's a cyberbully that you go to school with, they're cyberbullying you on in school. I mean, they're cyberbullying you on Facebook, and then they're bullying you in school. Well, then that's something you got to take to your parent. I know you don't want to feel like you're, I don't want to say like you're a snitch, but like you're, what's the word? Like you're fearful and you can't take it, but it's okay. It's okay to be fearful, and it's okay to do something about being fearful. You shouldn't have to live your life hiding from someone that's a punk, and they're not happy in their life, so they want to destroy someone else's life. So obviously the best way to take care of that is to take it to the right person, depending on how bad the cyberbullying is. Even take it to the authorities, police. What I don't want you to do is to take the steps into your own hand and somehow get your hands on an illegal gun, or perhaps try to take your father's gun and go and shoot everyone. That's not the answer, because you don't want to kill someone. Believe me, you don't want that on your conscience. You really don't want to be a murderer. That's not the way to take care of it. You tell someone that's an adult, and that's how you take care of us, of cyberbullying. And if they try to bully you in school, well, obviously you gotta stand up for yourself. If you're backed into a corner, you fight back. Or if you're too afraid to fight back, you run and get help from a teacher or from the principal or whomever, an adult. You call someone on the phone, but you don't go and bring a gun to school. That's not the way to deal with this. I mean, I myself deal with cyberbullying, but for me it's different because I'm an artist and I have a certain opinion on politics and the community that I represent. They don't like the fact that I'm African American and I'm conservative Republican. They frown upon that, so they try to bully me into shutting up, which will never happen. I'm not going to shut up because you don't like my views. This is America, and I have the right to my own opinion, just like a racist have the right to their own opinion. I don't like their opinion, but I can't go and silence them with a gun. It's the freedom of speech, First Amendment. Like I said in past shows, the First Amendment was actually made to protect offensive speech. So the most of the population are not racist. So if they want to be ignorant and racist, that's their problem. But I'm not going to try to silence them by killing them. That's just ridiculous. I'm not going to take a life. Obviously, it's different if I'm backed into a corner where someone is going to take my life and I have to defend myself. Well, that's different. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about cyberbullying. So sometimes I'll block someone who just want to just spread lies and rumors, calling me every name in the book, homophobic, transgenderphobic, blah, blah, blah. So I'll block them, and they'll go ahead and make a blog and write bad things about me. Well, I'm just one person. I can't go around writing, retracting the stories or reacting to every story or video that they put out there or blog. I can't do it. I'm not going to try to do it. I know that these things are false, and people who know me will attest to that. So I'm not going to allow them to get the best of me. I just keep on going and doing my thing. And that's the best thing. Like I, go ahead and live your life and be happy, and just leave them to their miserable lives. That's the way how you deal with that. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'd like to tell you about a story about a little boy who was bullied and was sad and depressed due his childhood. He grew up to be a positive role in society. You can read his story on Amazon Kindle for only $7.50. The book is called The Real Ray Dog. The Real Ray Dog. Pick it up. It's a good read. Hi, welcome back to the show. I'd like to take some calls on this. Let's go to the phones.
All right, so we're here to talk about social media. I'd like to have your take on it.
Okay, so obviously from my point of view, I'm a fashion photographer, I started in Africa. That's where I was born. And now I find myself all the way in New York City. And obviously the power of social media has really helped. I wanted to sort of chat about the power that it has and the influence that it has for people these days. Obviously I'm a creative. So for us, it's definitely given us a voice and a huge platform to sort of show who we are. I wanted to sort of hear your views on sort of the new generation growing up, and, you know, do you think it's a positive thing that young people are always on the phone, even though from my point of view, you know, it seems like it's a very important method of interacting with people these days.
Okay, so I agree and sort of disagree, because I'm from a different generation. When I grew up, we didn't have cell phones around, and so we interacted more, you know, on a one-on-one personal basis, which I think formed deeper relationships than the relationships that are formed now, where everything is on, like Facebook, for instance. You're always on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and there's no human interaction. I feel like the human interaction isn't the way that it used to be. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I also feel that.
And so I also feel, though, like for a person like myself, I'm also an artist. I do music, and I couldn't afford to get my music heard all over the world without social media and the internet. So that's a positive aspect of it. Is it made me the person that I am today, that I'm people know me internationally. That would have never happened if we didn't have this technology. So that's also a positive thing. But there's also pitfalls where, for instance, I don't want to call out Facebook, but you can't. It's their platform, and it's fine. They could do what they want with it, but don't advertise that anyone could express their opinions, but you only block opinions on one side and you let opinions on the other side go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, 100%. So, as you said, I think it's needed that you interact on both levels, on the real world, meeting people and then on the social media world. You can't just do one or the other, as you said. So, because I guess it is an easy form of sort of putting yourself out there, as you said, even with your music. But I think you got to keep the interaction real in the real world, you know? You can't just sit on your computer all day.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. That's my only pitfall with it, is that many of the millennials here, I'm in the United States, and even going out on dates or just interacting with your friends, their head is buried in the phone, they're texting, they're on Instagram. You go to watch a movie, they're, instead of enjoying the movie or enjoying the play, they're trying to put it on social media. How could you enjoy the scenery or the film or whatever if you're just trying to put it on social media? You're not taking the time to relax and enjoy it and take it in.
No, 100%. I agree with you. So for the kids growing up, what do you think are some good recommendations? How old, what do you think the minimum age should be for sort of the young people growing up to be allowed on their phones, you know? Because obviously, I guess it's the parents, they're in control, so they should say, you know, what would you sort of say? I mean, would you limit them to a certain time on the phone for now? Would you say only when you're maybe 15? Or because nowadays, I mean, as you said, I see young kids playing with the cell phone. No one's looking up. No one's interacting.
Yeah, I I agree. You have to leave it up to the parents, but some parents are honestly, they're not trying to be parents. They're trying to be friends with the kid, with the child, so they'll let them do anything. But I feel if you're going to be a parent and limit the, like for instance, if it's dinner time, take the phone away so everyone can sit down and have dinner and interact that way with no TV on or having their phones with them. Even once a week or however, just have that family time like we used to have on Sundays when I was growing up. Most of the the stores were closed, and families had to spend time together. And I like, I think it was great on the society rather than now.
100%. Okay, so it seems like we are definitely on the same page. And I mean, yeah, going forward, I wanted this topic to sort of inspire, obviously, young people, and to sort of let them know that social media, it is a very important factor, but there's a time and a place, and I think you still got to be social in the real world, because that's obviously where it's important and probably where you're going to get your following on the social media platforms is by interacting in the real world.
Right, totally agree with that. And just one other thing I want to mention is as far as social media, you have to be careful because you have predators out there and they will try to abduct and lure children into a situation that they should not be in. So that's a concern of mine as well.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, I think the age is very important, and maybe also kids should get educated now. I mean, when I was growing up, there was no social media or anything. Maybe they actually get a little bit of education, just so that they're aware of, as you said, that there are lots of fake people out there, and they're probably going to get lots of fake messages also,
Yes, definitely. That's an issue as well.
So maybe, yeah, so maybe that, the parents or as you young people are listening, you guys just need to take note that there are sort of strange people out there, and some people you can ignore. You don't have to give your attention to everyone.
Right. So now, what do you say to a young person that's being cyberbullied? How should they deal with that?
So, I mean, it depends how old they are, but I guess, I mean, you would sort of take the phone hopefully to an older person, and if anything, I mean, just block that other person.
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. I've been practicing telling people that forever. You don't have to take the cyberbullying. There's a simple button called block. You block them.
100%, you block them, and if it's your friend, you can at least go speak to them. That's different, if you're in school. And maybe the school kids are bullying. That's different. You can go to the school, chat to the president, chat to the principal, and they will sort that out. In the real world, you can just block them. If it gets a bit more serious, you can go to the police. But at surface level, you just click block, and you hopefully don't hear from them again.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing. I mean,
Yeah.
that would be the easiest way. If they don't have access to you, how can they still bully you? But what do you say though if you block them, but they continue to spread rumors about you on to your friends that's on the same network?
Yeah, I mean, then you, I mean, you can take it far. I guess you could take their name and go to the police at worst case, or send out a message on your platform and just let your followers know, there's this weird person doing this. But I guess at most, I mean, once you block them, they'll probably just move on to someone else.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that because
Yeah.
I've been in that situation myself. And when you block them, although sometimes they'll move on and create blogs, and well, it's different with me because I'm an artist, and so when I block them, they try to give me a bad name. They'll start a blog saying I hate this guy and why I hate him, and you know what I mean?
Exactly, but I think, yeah, I mean, you would just block them and just hopefully just move on from that,
Right.
But thank you, Ray. I mean, I guess we can we'll obviously do another topic. Do you want to let the viewers where you from?
Well, yeah, I'm from Massachusetts. That's in the United States, and basically, I've been in the music business since 1999, so I've been around a while. And I also like to do talk shows because I'm pretty good at giving advice where to the young youth, because I want them to know that they have somewhere to go if they feel like they don't have anywhere to turn to and no one to listen to them, that I could listen to them and give them sound advice.
100%. Well, that I'm glad that we did this little talk, and we can definitely do some more. Hopefully, for the young people listening, they've got some good advice. And yeah, guys, I guess at the end of the day, you just got to be happy, you got to stay positive, and you got to keep on doing your thing.
All right. Now tell me a little bit about what you do.
So I'm a fashion photographer. And I actually got discovered by Oprah Winfrey when I was 16 in Africa.
Oh, nice.
And now it's been 12 years later of constant photographing. I've just got signed to a photographic agency in New York City. So I've been here for about a month. And obviously it's a big change coming from back home. But it's been inspiring. And also, I like to sort of inspire and give advice to the youth and to the young people. I mean, I am sort of young, but I feel like lots of people, you got to sort of chat to them and inspire some of them. Not all of them have found what they want to do, and I feel like I was lucky enough to find it when I was young, and so it's just nice to sort of chat about it and give advice.
It sounds good. That's a definitely an inspirational story. You sought out your dream, and now you're living your dream, and you're sharing it with the world. So that's great. I very happy and thankful for the conversation that we had here today.
Yeah, man. Thanks so much, Ray. I will definitely connect with you, and we can do some more chats.
All right. Thank you.
But thanks, guys, and yeah, tune in soon again.
All right.
Nice day.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.